Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's from the Wayback Machine. That's Jerry with a G, by the way, if you're Googling him. And having a great visit here with our good friend Jay Minks. And Jay is Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales at Insperity. That's right.
Insperity. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I was telling them early in the hour, I said, don't look it up in the dictionary. It's a brand new name. It didn't exist before too long ago. In the previous segment, Jay, folks, I'm broadcasting live from Houston. As you know, Administaff has been one of our great sponsors for a long time. And now it's Insperity, and we're continuing that relationship. Thank you for that. But folks, this is not about Insperity as much as it is about the process that they went through to change their name, to change their tagline, to change their mark, as they're changing their company to move into the second decade of the 21st century. Wow. And in the previous segment, we talked about the pain that sort of made you realize, you know what, this love, this thing, this beloved thing that we have, our name, our mark, our tagline, we got to do something different, mm-hmm. even though it was successful. And that's the hard part. So
there's a lot of folks that don't mess with it.
Exactly. Why would you? I mean, you're highly successful. So now you've made the decision. Okay, we're going to do it. But this is a train that's not on a roundhouse. Right.
Exactly.
This is a train that's on the way to California, so to speak. And somewhere between California and New York, you've got to turn it around.
Exactly.
In another direction.
You've got to change the bearings on the wheel.
Yeah. and that takes a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah. We started back in September, as I said earlier, September of 2008.
Right.
It was February of 2009 when after this branding effort went on, maybe a little later than that, that we realized, yes, the recommendation was, yes, you need to. You need mm-hmm. to change it. You need to rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kicked us into a whole nother gear.
So 2.5 years before you flipped the switch last night, for example,
right,
was when you said, okay, we got to look at this. Mm-hmm. About a year later, you said, we made the decision, and then it was just blocking and tackling.
Right. You had to go. We just went through a very specific process of making sure you're touching all the bases as we went along, mm-hmm. as Addison Whitney led us through this. That's all they do is rebrand.
Addison Whitney. Now this name, you tested it, didn't you?
Oh,
they
yeah.
tested it.
With, oh, sure.
And folks, you know, they spent a lot of Administaff at that time, mm-hmm. spent a lot of money to become Insperity. You don't have, I mean, millions, but you don't have to do that. You can do it maybe for nothing, but you still have the process that Jay's talking about. That's what I want you to listen to.
Yeah,
miniaturize your process, but the process has to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, we learned about, well, first of all, just finding out about how to get there is a very specific process. But you can, you know, the main thing, as you said, is research. You know, mm-hmm. test it. We went out and used the internet. We surveyed hundreds of business owners, mm-hmm. and said, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. So there was a process, and you can do that inexpensively.
There's no ego involved. It's probably the process helped you become comfortable with the new name, didn't it?
Because
if I just dropped that name on you 2.5 years ago, you'd run away.
Yeah, you don't want negative perception. So, I think we only had like a 5%. Had some kind of negative perception of the name. Mm-hmm. That's one of the advantages of inventing a name.
Well, that's great because 20% are negative about anything.
Right. There are sore heads anyway.
That's right.
There's always 5%.
That's exactly right.
About whatever it is. Yeah, but so.
But
yeah.
The name, the name is a word that nobody's ever heard before, Insperity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an amalgam of concepts, isn't it?
Right. Well, we looked at several. We got down to the end game, and this name was still there. We looked at several other names, options that were cleared.
Right.
And none of them told the story. And mm-hmm. and they were just an empty vessel. I mean, they were just, you couldn't even make something up, you know.
Right.
But this was had the beginning of inspiration,
right,
and the ending of prosperity.
Right.
And so in business you have to be inspired.
Right.
And you have to be looking to prosper. And when you prosper as a business owner, your community prospers.
But now the name, though, and folks, this is a lesson for you, too. The name is a name that's going to be successful because you're going to make it successful because you've got enough critical mass to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest about that.
Right.
But the name is supported by the tagline, folks. So if you're trying to launch a new name out there and you like the name, you've tested it, but it still doesn't just say exactly what you want to say, you can use a tagline. Talk about that.
Well, the name by itself, you're like, what does that mean? But when you have inspiring business performance as our tagline, it really comes together. Okay, so you're about a business performance. You're about something about
– it's like me saying, you know Jay, and I say, Jay who? Well, Jay Meeks. Well, that's the rest of the story.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know Jay Meeks. Right? Insperity, what's that? Inspiring business performance. It fits. Folks, your name, your new name or whatever, if you have a name and you don't have a tagline, maybe that's something you need to work on.
Right, yeah. I think it's just another way of identifier.
Right.
Draw people in to ask questions.
And you also changed your mark.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the logo, folks.
Yeah.
If you don't and thought about that, it's your logo. You change your logo, and the colors, the whole thing.
Right.
And so when people see those two together, the name and the tagline, and the mark beside it, it becomes a whole picture, doesn't
it? Right. Absolutely. But all that, as Paul said last night, our CEO, he said that it all tells a story. You know, the name tells a story, the mark tells a story, the byline tells a story.
Yeah. I wish my audience could hear that presentation.
Yeah.
I mean, he was inspired, and a 30-minute thing went on for about an hour, but nobody wanted to stop. And folks, this is, you know, I want you to see that kind of excitement. I want you to be excited about making changes if you have to make changes. And don't wait till see that what Administaff did, they didn't wait till they were in trouble to make the decision. They made the change. They were visionary enough to make the change while they were still being successful, because they could see that the future needed something different. Please make sure you get yourself into that kind of a position. And when you have to, pull the trigger. Right back a little bit more with Jay Meeks after these messages. He's with Insperity. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.